glad you asked. We're going to do the pastoral epistles. So much learning in those three books, 1 to 2 Timothy and Titus. Yes, I preached through them 23 years ago. There's only four people here tonight that were here then. And you probably wouldn't remember them anyway. And trust me, the sermons will be so different. After two decades, my preaching has probably changed a bit, so we're all good. But yeah, great books, so much to learn. And we'll start in 1 Timothy, probably in 2 weeks. We'll see how many weeks we have left here in Colossians. Tonight is about our testimony among the world. Remember, this book is primarily about what? Anybody remember as we begin to close it out soon? What's the theme? Christian growth, Christian living, practical Christian living. Tonight, more of the same. Notice verse 5 of chapter 4. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. So we'll make that our title tonight, Answer Every Man. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you for your word and pray we'd grow through it tonight. We would learn and we'd apply some of these things to our own walk, Lord, that may need some adjustments with the help of the Holy Spirit. So may you be glorified and guide us in your truth. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So them that are without. Without what? Them that are not in the church. Them that are without the body of Christ. Walk in wisdom toward them. So God is talking here about our testimony among the world. People that are not in the church. Now, of course, we're supposed to walk in wisdom toward our brothers and sisters as well, but that's not what this is focusing on. It's focused on walk in wisdom toward them that are without. If you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 12, we went there maybe a year or two ago. We were in the Thessalonians before we came here. And it says a similar thing, 1 Thessalonians 4:12, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without. So there's that phrase again, them that are without, them that are outside the church. What are we supposed to be doing? Walking in wisdom. God says in Ephesians 5:16, see then that you walk circumspectly. What does that mean? It means carefully and wisely. We're to walk that way, not only in our spiritual walk, but we're to walk that way toward them that are without, people that are outside the church. Go back to chapter 1 of Colossians, where we started, verse 9. It says, for this cause, we also do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Notice it says there we're to walk worthy. So part of the worthy walk for a Christian is walking in wisdom even toward them that are without, people that are not part of God's body. And then he reminds us in verse 5, Colossians 4, to redeem the time. Now, time, if you think about it, must be precious to be redeemed, right? And we're to treat time like it is precious. We're never encouraged in Scripture to waste time, to be idle, to be lazy, to be a sluggard, and so forth. But we are told to be very wise in how we use our time. And we're to buy back as much of it as we can for the sake of our Lord. Amen? That whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do. So notice what David said in Psalm 90, verse 12, about this matter of the preciousness of time and how we're to redeem it. Psalm 90 and verse 12, he says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So David here says, teach us to count every day as precious. That's how we should be living our Christian lives. Every day is another day God gave us to serve Him. So we're to treat it as very precious, and we're to redeem it for God. Jesus made it very clear in John chapter 9, if you want to turn there, that He only had a limited time to minister here on earth. And if you think about it, 3 years isn't a long time for Him to preach all that He preached, worked all the miracles that He worked, do all the amazing things that He did. And notice what He said in John 9:4. I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. In other words, I have to stay busy. I can't stop and take some months off, gentlemen. I have work to get done. And if you look at the ministry of Christ, He was always on the go, wasn't He? Because He was redeeming the time. He knew He only had so much. And He was going to make the most of every single day, which is what God wants for us. James chapter 4, 14, if you turn there, tells us that today might be our last day. And it's true, isn't it? That we're not to count on tomorrow. Now we do. That's human nature. We make all these plans and we just know we're going to live for another 20 years. We've got it all figured out. But that's not keeping God in the equation. James 4:14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. We're to live each day as it's precious and use it to serve God while we're walking in wisdom toward them that are without. So while we're talking about them that are without, verse 6 of Colossians 4 talks about our speech. Our speech. Our tongue. Notice it says, let it be always with grace, seasoned with salt. We all know the purpose of salt is what? To make things taste better, right? We put salt on just about everything, or put salt in just about everything that we bake or that we cook. Why? Why do we do that? Because it enhances the taste, doesn't it? And God wants our speech to be with grace, such that it enhances the hearers. In other words, it's a blessing to them. It encourages them or whatever. And, wow, we could spend the rest of the night on that, couldn't we? Having a tongue that is salty and is filled with grace. But let's look at some samples. Proverbs chapter 10, talking about the tongue of the righteous, which is us. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11, we'll just look at some samples tonight. Remember we did our Proverbs study. One-tenth of Proverbs is about the tongue. That's a pretty big chunk. Proverbs 10:11 says, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Well, that's a blessing. Verse 20, same chapter. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. 15, verse 4. Again, just samples. 15, verse 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. And 15:26. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination of the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. And then 25:11. Proverbs 25:11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. So He says that our speech is to be with grace, seasoned with salt. Look at Ephesians 4:29, if you would. Let's look at a New Testament verse on this. Again, the focus of this passage is them that are without. We're to be wise among them. We're to, when we communicate with them, with our tongue, our speech is to be seasoned with salt, is to be very graceful. Notice Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace. So there's that word grace again, unto the hearers. You know, Titus 3:2 says to speak evil of no man. Again, talking about having a salty tongue. So when it comes to those that are without, we're to walk in wisdom toward them. And our speech is to be graceful and seasoned with salt. All of that so that Colossians 4:6, we can be always prepared to answer. Amen? That you may know how you ought to answer. In other words, if you've already established a habit of having a tongue that gives out grace, having a tongue that's seasoned with salt, then when you talk to the lost, when they ask you a question, you just carry on giving graceful answers, salty answers. That you may know how you ought to answer every man. Of course, 1 Peter 3:15, if you want to look there, is a very parallel verse to this. But ultimately, our goal is to see them saved. Amen? That's why we're here. And our speech is a big part of that. And so is our behavior. Again, this is about our testimony, isn't it? Let your light so shine before men that they may, what? See your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So if our testimony lines up with our profession, in other words, we're walking wisely or circumspectly, and our speech is with grace, seasoned with salt, then when it does come time to answer their questions about God, they'll listen because our testimony backs up our profession. 1 Peter 3:15, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer. So there it is again. To every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Ready always to give an answer. So God says one of the best ways to prepare for that is to be always walking in wisdom, making sure your speech is always seasoned with grace, that you're counting every day as precious, redeeming the time, so that when that day does come, look at 2 Timothy 2:25 if you would, you're ready. You're ready to give an answer, and they're ready to listen because they've watched you walk circumspectly. They've watched you make the best of your time, and they've only heard you use your tongue to be graceful. So they're ready to listen. 2 Timothy 2:25, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it? That they repent to the acknowledging of the truth of the gospel, that they acknowledge that the gospel is true and get saved. But notice how we're to instruct them in meekness. In meekness, instructing them that oppose themselves. And if we are the kind of Christian God lays out here, they'll listen. And we're ready to answer every man. But we must learn to always walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Make every day precious for God. It's God's day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Amen. And our speech is always graceful, seasoned with salt, such that when the time comes, we're ready to answer every man. Very practical, amen? Very practical Christian lesson there. Let's pray. Lord, thank you again for your word and teaching us tonight about how important it is, Lord, that we buy back every day for thee. Lord, that we always keep a watch on our tongue and make sure that we are graceful with our tongue and that it's seasoned with salt. And Lord, that we're always walking wisely toward the world so that when you give us those opportunities to answer their questions about you, we are ready. Thank you.